Is critical race theory Marxism?
Look, you know what? Here's the thing, Joy. Critical race theory is not so much a thing. It's a way of looking at a thing. It's a way of looking at race. It's a way of looking at why, after so many decades, centuries, actually, since the emancipation, we have patterns of inequality that are enduring. They are stubborn. And the point of critical race theory originally was to think and talk about how law contributed to the subordinate status of African Americans, of indigenous people, and of an entire group of people who were coming to our shores from Asia. And the point was, quite frankly, to understand the problem in order to intervene in it, to understand why the greatest hopes for our republic were not being realized, even though these hopes were encoded in law. So critical race theory just inherits the beliefs and the hopes of Frederick Douglass, of Martin Luther King, who basically want the law to do for the freed people what the law did for enslavers. And we picked that up in the 70s and 80s after the civil rights movement to say, okay, so now we've had this big civil rights movement. We have all these laws in the books, but things really aren't looking as different as they should if we are really the society that we say we are.